Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hi, welcome to episode 46 of season 2. This week we are studying Hebrews chapters 7 through 13. And I loved these chapters. They contain what I consider to be some of the most essential beliefs that we need to adopt in order to successfully navigate life's challenges. To summarize it in just one word, these chapters preach the doctrine of hope. We've talked many times before about how no one is going to make it through life without experiencing some sort of difficulty. And difficulties can come from many different sources. They can come from natural causes. They can come from our sinful choices, and they can even come from what the scriptures call the chastisement of the Lord. We read about this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. Quote, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." End of quote. We might not be accustomed to hearing the words love combined with chastening and scourging, but that is often part of the Lord's plan to help us become like him. And it is through the refiner's fire that we purify ourselves of mortal flaws and develop the Savior's glorious characteristics. The challenge is that process is not fun at all. It is painful and it is difficult. When mental health professionals talk about mental health issues, we often use descriptors either acute or chronic to describe things. Now, acute means something that is short-term but often intense in nature. If you were to use a medical example, an acute injury or condition could be a broken bone. The pain is significant and the injury is shocking, but with proper treatment, it can be healed in weeks or months. Now, chronic means something that is longer term. It may not be immediately painful, but the distress over time can build it to the point of becoming unbearable. For a medical example, osteoporosis is a chronic condition. Treatment for that takes a very long time and often only reduces symptoms without curing the root cause. With mental health conditions, almost all of them can range from acute to chronic. Some mental health issues are temporary and others seem to last longer. And as a psychologist, where I've seen greater distress is often with the chronic conditions. And that's not to say that the acute conditions don't cause discomfort, because they certainly do. But often because of their shorter duration, two things typically happen. First, the person does not have to be in distress as long, which causes less overall emotional burden. And second, and perhaps more importantly, the person recognizes that their symptoms will eventually pass, and this gives them encouragement to continue on. It gives them a little more hope, thinking, okay, this is just temporary, I can get through this. So conversely, chronic mental health conditions often do more overall damage, number one, due to their longevity, but again, more importantly, they often create a sense of hopelessness in the person. Individuals with these conditions tend to see no end to their troubles. This is going to contribute to feelings of despair, and those feelings of despair, when added to the symptoms of their chronic mental health condition, can really drag a person down. Yet we know from Paul's teachings and other truths found throughout Scripture, that trials are necessary and helpful to our eternal progression. If part of the plan for our redemption is meant to be painful and difficult, then the question is it all misery? The plan of salvation is called the great plan of happiness. Where then is the happiness to be found if we have to pass through sorrow? Paul answers this question beautifully. The answer is found as we increase our thoughts and feelings of hope. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 through 37, Paul teaches the following, quote, "But call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great flight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Consider some of the phrases that reflect the doctrine of hope. In verse 34, he says, ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance, this idea that there's something better to come. Verse 35, it says, there will be a great recompense of reward, that we will be rewarded and blessed for our sufferings. Verse 36, after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And in verse 37, which in my interpretation is that the Savior will come to us, I'm confident that this is not only a reference to his second coming, but also to the absolute truth that during our mortal lives, he will comfort us in our afflictions. Now, Paul goes on to write a masterful discourse in Hebrews chapter 11. He references the trials of many people throughout Scripture, including Abel, Abraham, Moses, Jacob, Joseph, Sarah, and Rahab. And he teaches about how all of them had faith in better things to come. And for each of them, their faith was rewarded. And I believe Paul is trying to teach us that our outcomes are going to be the same. As we have faith and hope for better days, we will not be disappointed. As we struggle with acute and chronic emotional and mental health issues, increasing our hope can be one of the best ways to reduce overall pain. In the October 1999 General Conference, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland gave an address entitled, "An High Priest of Good Things to Come," and that's actually a quote from the readings this week. It's a masterful address of how to cope with trials and how to look forward to a better tomorrow. And the church actually produced a short video about this, which you might have seen, detailing some of his experiences when he was very young and going to graduate school as a young married person. And in this conference talk, Elder Holland teaches as follows, quote, "Every one of us has times when we need to know things will get better. Moroni spoke of it in the Book of Mormon as a hope for a better world. For emotional health and spiritual stamina, everyone needs to be able to look forward to some respite, to something pleasant and renewing and hopeful, whether that blessing be near at hand or still some distance ahead. It is enough to know we can get there, that however measured or far away, there is the promise of good things to come. My declaration is that this is precisely what the gospel of Jesus Christ offers us, especially in times of need. There is help. There is happiness. There really is light at the end of the tunnel. It is the light of the world, the bright and morning star, the light that is endless, that can never be darkened. It is the very Son of God himself." End quote. There is always hope and light in our Savior Jesus Christ. He knows how to help us through our challenges, and he has the power to redeem us from the same. Sometimes his relief does not come right when we want it. Oftentimes it does not come right when we want it. But he knows the value of going through difficulties, and he will consecrate those for our gain. And I'll repeat what I said earlier in the podcast. We usually don't like the idea of chastening and scourging being part of the Lord's plan, but they are critical tools in our refinement. And it is through the refiner's fire that we purify ourselves of mortal flaws and develop the Savior's glorious characteristics. I always end my podcast episodes with an invitation to act, and just invite you to give prayerful consideration to which of these invitations would be good for you to do. For this week, I invite you to read, study, and ponder the reference talk by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Again, it's from the October 1999 General Conference, and it's entitled, "An High Priest of Good Things to Come." I'll put the link in the show notes. And based on what you learned from your study, write down two truths that will help you develop greater hope, notwithstanding any of your personal trials. I have free worksheets that you can download to help you remember and implement the weekly invitations. To find out how to get these, just sign up for my email newsletter. You can find that link in the show notes. Also, please subscribe to the podcast so you can easily access new episodes each week. And please share this with people that you think could benefit from it. And there are written transcripts of the podcast. You can find that link in the show notes. Thanks for listening. And until next time, this is Dr. David Morgan reminding you that change is possible, but change requires action, and to always keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drdavidtmorgan.com.